Well, the William Farrer Hotel Thai Angler Medal is up for grabs over the 2 days of the Wagga Carnival. It was introduced in 2019, and there's only been, well, one winner so far, and it was Blake McDougall. He's won it on both occasions, and we're very kindly joined now by Ty England himself, 11 times Group 1 winning jockey. How are you, Ty?
Yeah, good, guys. Good to be here.
What does it mean to have that medal named after you, mate?
Yeah, a little bit weird, really, because obviously it's when I was riding, you're chasing medals and whatnot, and now there's one named after you. It's, yeah, I feel pretty privileged to especially have it here at 2 Day Carnival at Wagga.
Ty, how did it all start? As a young boy, was racing in the blood? Was it somewhere you always wanted to be? Was it?
No, it wasn't. I grew up doing all horse events. Like, all my family do polocross through the rodeos, etc. So we just grew up riding horses, and I was playing polocross for New South Wales as a junior down at Albury, and an ex-jockey approached my old man, and yeah, that's where it all started. And that ex-jockey was Glenn Fraser, and I became an apprentice to his brother Gary at Hawkesbury.
Now, Ty, we have to pick up Middo on something.
Yep.
Because he introduced you earlier as the boy from Wagga.
Oh, the Warner Battery Wonderboy.
Yes.
How dare I?
Would it be like me saying you came from Dubbo?
Yeah, well,
and you're from Orange.
Well, Dubbo's an hour and a half away. But, you know,
you never, Warner Battery's what? 20... Do you know, if people say I'm from Wagga, I blow up. I'm not from Wagga.
Yeah,
I'm
but we've already worked out with you.
Yeah,
you
but you weren't blowing
special.
Up.
You're one of a kind.
You weren't blowing up when you were getting beers bought for your all-night
exactly
last
right.
night, were you?
Exactly right. Yeah, well, last night he was from Wagga.
Yeah, South Wagga. Warner Battery.
Yes,
my mum's from Warner Battery.
Yeah, good little town.
Up there, it is a good little town.
Very
you
little.
You didn't have much to do.
No. I think that's why, that's why we rode horses. Nothing else to do.
How's life as a jockey manager, mate?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Obviously, a different role. Boys are flying at the moment, so it's quite easy. The rides are coming in, but it's good to watch a race with a bit of purpose again. For me, it just become same old, just no enjoyment out of it. And yeah, I got the phone call from Josh Parr, and yeah, away we went. I've had Josh for a month now, and we've gathered up about 13 winners in the last 50 rides. And Timmy just joined last Saturday.
So tell us how it works, Ty. Do you study or do you ring trainers? Do you study horses and say, this is a horse I think will suit your riding?
Yeah, it's all different. I think to do it properly, you've got to watch the races in fine detail.
Yep.
A lot of phone calls do come in, and then you've got to start managing, pick and choosing. You don't want to take – a lot of people book rides 2 weeks out, so you've got to be a little bit careful not jumping onto something straight away. Mm-hmm. And obviously you want to try and ride the best horse in the race, but then you've got to work on relationships as well.
Yeah.
So Josh has got Mark Newnham that obviously he sort of has first choice for, and Tim's the same with Gay. So I'll let them choose what races they want and then sort of build around that.
Right. And are you looking to – build the stable? And how many jockeys would you like to have?
No, I wouldn't go any more than probably maybe three. I might grab an apprentice along the way, but I wouldn't want any more seniors. It's two can run off each other. And for me, having my function, etc., lack of, I don't want to be, sitting there all day trying to manage jockeys flat out. I still want to be able to do my rehab and all that sort of stuff. So
and you still
two's pretty fine.
And you still want to spend some time with your kids.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's a demanding job. If you're taking on four or five jocks, which you can, it's just too much. It's going to be too much for me. So I want to be able to do the best I can for those two boys and go from there.
If you weren't a jockey, Ty, what would you have done?
I would have been doing the rodeos, to be honest. Yeah, family followed that through. And I only moved out of home to become an apprentice. So, yeah, I would have stayed home and probably been working on a farm somewhere and a few gold buckles but broken down, I don't know. So,
have you had any blow-ups with Josh and Tim? Have they rang you and said, mate, why'd you put me on this?
Nah, not yet.
It's inevitable.
I've got no idea.
They're probably giving me a month trial and then after that things are going to get real. But no, it's been pretty good. Josh is easy to work for and I've noticed the same with Tim. So just try and run things past them before I make any big moves. But it's all good.
Oh, they're two of the nicest blokes going around, which certainly helps. But describe that competitiveness, Ty, among the Sydney jockeys room, and you went through it, of course, and how you went about getting better rides and establishing yourself amongst such a competitive room.
Yeah, well, I think getting rides and keeping them is all about building the relationships with the trainers and owners that you're riding for. So, like Tommy Berry's very good at it. You know, you're making those phone calls after the race meetings if the owner or trainer's not there, just cutting out the middleman. You know, you want to be talking to the main guys and, yeah, build those relationships, but then you obviously got to perform as well. So, yeah, the top 10 jockeys in Sydney will make it anyway.
Mm. Todd, if you had to pick one ride that's most memorable to you, what would it be?
Yeah, it would be Trapeze Artist, the ride that I had with him. Probably standout race would have been the TJ Smith. It was, yeah, pretty incredible. I went from running second in the Derby, just getting beat the race before, and Trapeze come out here, I think he was like 12, 13 to 1. The next race and blew Red Zellaway that just won the Everest. So he was the boom horse. And, yeah, just the, as you know, in sport, the highs and lows, and it came within 40 minutes. Yeah, that was good. And obviously the whole ride that I had with Trapeze was incredible. Won the Golden Rose at 40 to 1. He smashed him that day. Went down to Melbourne in the Coolmore. He sort of failed. He had a slight injury, and that was a setback. And then we ended up winning the all-age, the TJ Smith, and ran second to Red Zell again in the Everest on a bog track. So, yeah, they were good days riding him. Yeah, so he's a standout horse.
Tell us about the significance of your first Group 1 win on Black Piranha in that Stradbroke back in, what, 2009?
Feels like forever ago. Yeah, I was only young. I think I was 19 years old. And we had a run of seconds. So we ran second in the Doncaster, second in the Slipper, one mile. There was about three Group 1 seconds, and it was ran second in the 10,000 as well. So he come into the race favourite, but, yeah, it was just one of those days where everything worked out, and, yeah, got the monkey off the back, and it was sort of started the career on the way up. You know, I had to prove myself to get one, and then I was able to get another one, I think, 12 months later, and then I took over to Hong Kong for 4 years.
What was it like riding over there in Hong Kong? Yeah. And how different is it over there compared to here?
Oh, it's fast. Every race is run fast. Just competitive, find that spot, and you just need horses with stamina just to keep going. So, yeah, it was really, really good. Good part of my career was getting over there, and I think I rode about 160 winners over the 4 years.
Yeah, right.
But just being able to travel, I was able to go to Dubai with a Hong Kong horse called Joy and Fun, ran second in a sprint race on World Cup night. I was able to go to Japan and, yeah, just open my eyes up to the racing world over there, where a lot of us don't get to do it if we're here, based here. It's we just don't travel over that far.
Todd, do you make that decision based on wanting to travel, life experience, or is it based completely on business?
Yeah, I was a bit of both. I was young, and you just want to be able to ride winners, and any jockey that's going well in Sydney or in Australia, everyone wants to go to Hong Kong. Yeah. It's competitive. It's world class. They have the best racing. They have the best jockeys, best trainers go there. It's just, it's where you want to be. And, yeah, for me, it came at a very young age. And, yeah, it definitely helped me build as a rider. And, yeah, we had a great time.
When you think of the, you know, the day that changed your life in November 2018 to now, you must be so proud of yourself. I saw a picture of you about a month ago with your back all ripped and, you know, Clark, you should seriously, puts you to shame, mate.
Mate, don't look at me. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, it's been a long road, obviously ups and downs of it all, but I think the main where I've been lucky is I've good support around me the whole time. Mm. And, you get to a point where you just got to keep moving forward and, yeah, doing a lot of gym work and obviously managing now, it's keeping me busy. So, yeah, it's not ideal, but we just do what we can with what we got. And
I was about to say, mate, how did you manage it and get through it? Because for most people, you know, massive shock.
And, yeah, it was. You know. It's obviously, mate, I've had low days and it's you're mad if you're not, if you don't have a low day. So, I just went through rehab with great people around me. Got a lot of boys that have been there supporting me the whole way, family, wife, kids. I don't know, it's just, I always just say I've been in rehab and I've seen guys that have no support whatsoever, and that's when it really would be hard. But
because I remember running into you at a function, I don't know, it would have been 18 months ago, and you look as though you've got a lot more size movement, and movement. And
yeah, I've been doing a lot of gym work. Yeah. I've had a few surgeries where it's crazy what they can do. I had no tricep, so they kicked me back a bit of tricep and whatnot. So I've just been going to the gym 3 times a week and just trying to strengthen what I've got, and it's definitely helped me get around a bit anyway. Yeah.
Loz, you reckon your guns are looking all right. How about that back?
Yeah, that's a back flare.
Wow. You know, just showing the boys a picture of Ty after a gym session recently.
That's high definition, that. Isn't it? Ty, you go. Yeah. I'm taking me.
Now, you won a Wagga Cup, obviously, on Life Less Ordinary as well.
Yeah. I think 2018.
Mm.
Yep. So it was like winning the Group One, that's for sure, the hometown cup. So it's like being your home. Well, Warner Badgery's a hometown, but Wagga Gold Cup. I was able to come back, ran a couple of placings, but yeah, to be able to get the win was pretty special. Yeah. Family was here; it was a good day.
They make a big event of it, don't they? The country people, because you know when it's their town plate or their gold cup, they want to showcase it to everyone.
For sure.
And everyone that comes down, they walk away going, "How good was the races? How good was the people? How good was the event?"
Yeah, and we don't get the 2 day carnivals. I think Wagga's a standout now. Scone was doing a 2 day carnival, they cut that back. But just the whole, even like last night, catching up for dinner, there's the cow cutter here. It's pretty special to be able to come back. The town gets into it, it's massive crowds. So, yeah, for me, it was extra special because I had family and everyone here.
Yeah.
But even like Tommy raves on this as one of his favourite carnivals.
Well, we couldn't believe the numbers that they got last night in the Cal Cup,
yeah,
like 150,000.
It's a lot of money.
It's huge. Lot of money.
Any of it yours?
No, none of it. No. I was going to bid, and then I had a sort of little consortium I'd put together, and then we thought about going for a horse, but we got blown out in the first bid.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, out. Someone went 10,000 straight up.
Yeah,
crazy.
I was like, no, out.
Text message, please thank Ty for me for his ride on Trapeze Artist in the Golden Rose. Beautiful ride. I got on at 40-1 and Ty got him up for me. Forever grateful, says Alan. How good. But for those who haven't been to the Wagga Carnival, Ty, it's an easy sell, isn't it?
Yeah, big time. Yep. Get down here with the boys. For me, as a rider, we all look forward to the Wagga Cup, especially if we get two. It was disappointing a few years you wouldn't have sort of rides on both days, so you miss out on the enjoyment of the Thursday night. But you know, for everyone that comes down here, they're all well looked after and it's a good time.
Who wins the William Farrow Ty England medal?
I don't know. It's pretty open this year. Obviously, Blakey McDougall has gone back-to-back. I think Kayla Nisbet's leading it at the moment, but Tommy was talking it up pretty big last night. He's got a big day today, so whoever it is, well done.
Really good to see you, mate.
Thanks
so much.
Good to be here.
Yeah, great to be in your hometown or near your hometown, sorry.
Just up the road.
Just up the road.
Just up the road.
Have a great day, mate.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.